from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, this is the things that I want to know.
Hold on, everybody.
Oh, we got
Dylan Gabriel.
Hey. Joining us now, live from Indianapolis, is the University of Oregon's quarterback. He, in his career, has played in 50 football games, completed over 1,000 passes for 14,865 yards and 125 touchdowns so far in his career. Dylan Gabriel joining us. Dylan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing unreal. How are you doing?
Unreal?
Unreal. I like that. Unreal. That's an elite response right there. I didn't even know where to go with unreal. I've never heard anybody say, I'm doing unreal right now. I love
unreal.
It. Now, look good, feel good, play good. You got to tell us about the suit, man. Because
you like it? You like it?
I've seen pictures. I love it, man. I was saying that you have the summer suit vibe going on right now.
Oh,
what color are you calling it?
It's called bamboo. I think it looks good with the green. I wasn't going to wear a yellow suit, so, you know, that would have been too much.
Yeah.
So I did go with the bamboo. Shout out Carl from State of Liberty. He got me all suited up. We look good. We feel good.
I love
it. We're playing good as of right now.
That's what I'm
talking about. Good today, for sure.
Yes, sir.
Dylan, this is obviously Big Ten Media Days. It's the introduction of the Oregon Ducks to the Big Ten. But you're also coming with a background of playing in two other conferences. You play the American Conference. You play in the Big 12. Like, what are you looking forward to is for the different and unique challenges and opportunities that come with playing in the Big Ten based on your past experiences playing in other conferences?
Yeah, it's just the environments, you know. I think as a competitor, you want to be in the biggest moments, the biggest games, the best matchups. It's something you dream of as a little kid. But also, you know, I've played in probably every time zone, north, east, south, or west, the whole nine. But I think just the experience of that and being extremely, you know, confident in any, you know, atmosphere we walk into, it's something that I'm, you know, grateful for with all the experience, but also know that, you know, we got to go earn it. It's what have you done for me lately? And I'm very focused on that and the moment right now. So I'll use that. But to answer your question, sorry. You know, I'm super happy that, you know, the best matchups are happening. You know, that's as fans, as players, as coaches, everyone involved in college football. That's what you want to watch. You know, everyone's talking about the championship game, all this. Well, now all season, week in, week out, you got great matchups, and College Game Day is going to have a really tough, you know, decision to make every week.
I love it, man. You know, you've been through this before, and I'm sure that, you know, it is a daunting task, but you have a receiving core this year where you're like 8 or 9 deep at mm-hmm. wide receiver and tight end, where you've got pass catchers all over the field, and yep. you're going to Central Florida, then going to Oklahoma. You've kind of gotten used to this, so you got to play catch up with that rapport that you get with your receivers. How often have you been out there throwing and getting timing? Because it's not just one or two guys that you're trying to get that timing with. You're going to have yep. 8 or 9 guys on the field. What has that summer been like for you building that rapport?
It's been a bunch of work. You know, luckily, you know, from January, you know, we hit the ground running and have had a bunch of throwing sessions together. And I think, you know, just the growth in throwing sessions, you know, from one to, you know, I don't even know how many, you know, end of July, you just see how efficient we are, you know, with routes. You know, in the beginning, you know, we're throwing 20 routes each, and it's taken a while, but now, you know, with the communication, speaking the same language, we're able to, you know, get through it, still get all the routes, but be so much more efficient. And that's just the communication. And, you know, I think summer we made a really big jump. And I say that because in May, June, and July, we had a schedule where team run was first. We had a little break, and then we'd have our lift. And in that break, you know, we're able to get our breakfast. We're up in the, you know, film room. And are able to, you know, just talk through certain things, you know, for certain looks. And I think that's helped us a bunch, you know, and we have a lot of veteran guys that have played a lot of football as well. So the communication, has been on a high level conversations. But you need that. And I'm super excited, you know, just the growth that we've made. Most importantly, just not only on the field, but off and the conversations we're able to have.
Dime Time Retreat that you guys did down in Grants Pass. The t-shirts yep. were clean. I love
Thank
the t-shirts
you.
For the Dime Time Retreat.
Thank you.
How many receivers did you pile into your minivan to drive down to GP from Eugene?
So let me give you a little history lesson on the Dime Time Retreat. Receivers and running backs are the hardest to get to the Dime Time Retreat. And you don't even need to question why, but they are. And tight ends and quarterbacks are the easiest, right?
Yeah.
So what we usually do is we have the tight ends and quarterbacks drive, and then, you know, the running backs and receivers, you know, fit into the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in my car, due to a car malfunction on Pat Herbert's side of things, Pat, T-Ferg, Kenyon, our camera guy, and we fit one more. I'm blanking, but we drive down all together, and it was a tough deal because, you know, we had some running backs and receivers who were on the later end of the portion of driving into our Airbnb, but they all made it, and they were all good, which was, you know, I'm very grateful for. But with it all, shoot, we had a lot of fun. Like, I mean, we piled. Everyone came through. That's yeah. what I appreciate. Yeah. You know, everyone, you know, set a weekend aside to come through and enjoy just each other's company and fellowship to get closer. Not just, you know, when football's, you know, mandatory or whatever. It's, you know, us setting aside time for each other to do what we want to do. So it was a lot of fun. You know, there's some urban legends we always joke around about that nobody will ever know. But there were some cold beverages for everyone. So
I like that. I like that. You just listed, by the way, like 1,100 pounds
worth
of just
tight end.
Beef in that minivan, too.
Yeah, my van wasn't going too fast.
The pass can be a little treacherous at that point.
Yes.
One of the things I've always wondered about this with as it pertains to quarterbacks and specifically in transfers, when Bo Nix came to Oregon, you know, one of the things that mm-hmm. was helpful for him is that he had somebody kind of in place that understood him and, you know, he'd worked with in the past. And it wasn't just about him learning everything at Oregon, but also the things that he was bringing from Auburn. What are the things that you're trying to obviously take in from the coaching staff and the current players that are here at Oregon, but also bringing with you from UCF, bringing with you from Oklahoma, some familiarity, some sets, some comfortable reads, any things that kind of that you can bring to the table?
I appreciate you bringing that up, because that's a real thing. You know, usually with a lot of transfers, there is some sort of prior connection, either coached for, you know, played with, et cetera. That creates a level of comfort. But I truly took a leap of faith, not being coached or played with any of these coaches or players. It's been really good, though. You know, I think it's pushed me to be uncomfortable and continue to grow. You know, I think a lot of people in their sixth year, fifth year, things can get a little stagnant and you know, repetitive, to where, you know, the growth also stays stagnant, where I feel like I've continued to grow every single day. And that's a refreshing feeling, you know, being, you know, a sixth year, like I said. But I think you take what you're good at conceptually. You know, that's kind of universal, what people run, and kind of highlight, you know, certain things that I'm good at, what the team's good at. So, you know, there's growth on both ends of, you know, them, you know, trying some things out, me trying some things out. But I think you find a middle ground of what you're really good at. And, you know, Coach Stein has done an amazing job of that, has pushed me to try new things, which ultimately will make me a better player. And, you know, vice versa. So I'm grateful for it. You know, there's definitely some learning curves, but like I said, it's better than repetitiveness and stagnant, you know, energy. So I'm grateful for it all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You took the leap of faith, and now you're doing Unreal at Big Ten Media Days.
Unreal.
We love to hear it, man. What are you looking most forward to this season as you guys get underway with practice starting next week?
Honestly, just to see all our work that we put in from, you know, January, you know, coming to fruition in fall camp, you know, and just compete at a high level. I think, you know, for the longest time we've been doing split teams, two spot, and we'll probably still do that for a good time in fall camp. But when we put this thing together, you're going to see a really good version of everyone individually, and then us as a unit, you know, coming together, just because, you know, like I said, you know, the older guys in these two spot, you know, kind of periods of practice and split teams, older guys got to communicate at a high level and be leaders and bring the younger guys with them. And then younger guys have to step up to the plate, you know, learn a lot, get a lot of reps early, which in turn makes, you know, each other better. And I think it'll pay dividends for us, you know, come season.
Dylan Gabriel, really appreciate the time, man. It's great to have another quarterback wearing the number 8 for the Oregon Ducks. Thank you for the time, and good luck to you this season, my man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, keep being unreal.
There he is, Dylan Gabriel, quarterback for the Oregon Ducks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.